are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everyone. It is officially another week and another amazing show, as I come on and say this every week, because really every show is so inspiring and everybody has something to share on this show. So today I'm so excited to have Catherine Blake, who is a certified divorce coach. And this is a soft spot for me because growing up, you know, I grew up with parents that were divorced, but I was lucky enough that they got along and it totally didn't affect my, it affected me on some level growing up, but I grew up in a more healthy environment of a family of divorce, and it's so valuable to find people like Catherine because there are so many families that do deal with difficulties for the parents, for the children, for everybody involved in the situation. So Catherine Blake, certified divorce coach, is coming on today very shortly to tell us all about how she got to where she is and how she went through this herself and was navigating to find the right resources to help her get what she needed 10 years ago when she went through this. And she found there was a missing market, and that's what happens. When you find something that's missing, you want to fill the void, and that's why she's so successful as she is, because she found this missing market, and she's filling the void to help people to not go through and struggle to find the answers that she was looking for so many years. So stay tuned for Catherine. All right, everybody, I officially have Kat Blake on the line. Hi, Kat, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So excited to have you on, as you are in such a big industry now of today's society, you know. So I grew up in a family of divorced parents, so I totally admire what you're doing.
So thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
I'm so honored to be here. And I got to tell you, you're one of those amazing people. You're just like a life force. So connecting with you was awesome.
Thanks so much. Oh, I'm so excited. So first of all, let's talk about your background. So how do you become a certified divorce coach?
So, I mean, I came to it from 20 plus years as a child and family psychotherapist. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you know, the statistics are that 50% of first marriages end in divorce. So as I was working with children, a lot of my families were coming into my office and needing help on how to navigate divorce. And when I went back into the research, there really wasn't anything. And so I really wanted to help my folks out, and I was kind of struggling. And then 10 years ago, I myself went through a very high conflict divorce and spent tons of money that didn't need to be spent, and made probably every single mistake that somebody could make as they go through their divorce. And I kind of came out the other end just really passionate about wanting to change the whole system, because I think it's a really broken system and I don't think it helps families at all. And then I found there was a program that you could train to be a divorce coach.
Which is amazing, by the way. Like, absolutely love that. So what does that even, like, entail? Like, when you discovered this, like, do they just ask you questions? Like, do you have to do a session with people? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so you are doing live sessions and having supervision on how you're coaching. And all of us come either from being impacted personally by divorce, but many of us were mediators and attorneys and therapists and wanting to move more into the coaching world. So it's a 6-month program. There's only one program. It's based out of Florida. It's all online, and it was intensive, but amazing.
Amazing. So what is a divorce coach? Like, break it down for us.
All right. So here we go. This is the question that everybody asked me. So I will say a big difference is therapy is about looking at your past and figuring out how it's impacting your presence. Divorce coaching is about moving forward. So my goal, just like any coach, is to help you get from point A to point B. So whether that's contemplating divorce and trying to make a decision as to whether or not you should divorce, because I know everyone thinks I'm pro-divorce, but not necessarily, whether it's coaching you to get through the process and or post-divorce, you're really kind of hung up and stuck and still really triggered by your ex or not dating, it's moving you forward. So every session you leave with me, you leave with pretty concrete steps or things to think about. And when you come back in the next session, we want to explore if you've done the homework. And if you haven't, what's hooking you up? Is it guilt? Is it grief? Is it confusion? Is it not having the resources? And then trying to get you unstuck and moving into your future.
So interesting. You know, it's so interesting you bring that up about therapy, about how it like reflects your past, just because my mom's a therapist too. So like, So I just totally understand exactly what you're talking about. Like, that's so true. So divorce coaches focus more on the present to get to the next step, like what right. you were saying.
And so I like to share like my own personal story. When I was going through my divorce, I went to my therapist and my therapist was awesome. He's like so amazing and great. And he was very supportive, but I would leave every session more pissed off, more angry, hypervigilant, like, I'm going to nail this guy. You know, my ex is a jerk. And it's really, in the end of the day, didn't help me, because what I really needed somebody to say is, you know what, you need to get your shit together and start making some good decisions for yourself and your daughter.
Right. So, so true. So what does a session look like with you? So like, if I'm interested, first of all, tell us who your ideal client is and then what that looks like once, you know, you guys find each other and feel each other out.
Absolutely. So interestingly, my one-on-one sessions, I have probably about 50% women and 50% men.
Wow.
The group work I do is all women, and that's online. So we have an online support group. So everybody comes in, their situation is totally different, but it's coming in trying to solve the problem. If somebody's going through the divorce, it's educating them to the process of divorce. It's hooking them up also with people who are part of our team. So we have a team of professionals up here in the North Shore. We have a divorce financial analyst, we have real estate, we have attorneys, we have mediators, we have stylists. I mean, you name it, we have it. But it's also getting together a team for yourself to get you through the process.
So true. I mean, you don't think about these things, but it affects every area of your life.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Right. I mean, so who is your ideal client?
So I would say probably my ideal client is, a woman who is dealing with a high conflict divorce. I work a lot with women who are victims of narcissistic abuse, which I call the silent abuse. There's not a lot of people who know about it. It's really hard to diagnose, and the court system is definitely not equipped to deal with it. But they're trying to stop being so triggered by their ex. They're trying to get their lives together. They're trying to redefine their lives. And really, it's about setting good boundaries with their ex and also knowing their self-worth.
Right.
Because a lot of these women, they've been so beaten down and gaslighted for years that they don't know any other way. And so I need to help them get unhooked and free themselves and move on to a bigger and better life so they're thriving.
I love it. You're using all this verbiage that I'm finding so fascinating. So tell us what a narcissist, whatever that is, tell us about what that looks like, what that personality trait usually is for a marriage that doesn't work.
Right. So, I mean, it looks different on everybody.
Uh-huh. I'm sure it does, right.
It's a little bit of the word du jour, probably because of what's going on in our political system right now.
Right.
Some of the symptoms, it's a cluster of symptoms or behaviors, such as entitlement, the rules of the road don't apply to me, projection. So narcissists typically they have a hard time feeling vulnerable or being in touch with parts of themselves that they don't like. So they sort of project it onto their partners and will blame their partners for making them feel bad or feel it less than perfect. So for example, the typical case is, you know, the wife might say to the husband, like, honey, it seems like you're really anxious. And he blows up and says, I'm not anxious. It's all you. You're doing this to me.
So he's like putting it on them, basically.
Right.
Interesting.
Yep. Gaslighting is when somebody, again, registers a complaint, negative feedback, anything, and the narcissist questions the person, blames the person, so that the person eventually starts to doubt their own sense of reality and perception.
And I would think for, like, self-esteem issues, it wouldn't be good either, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Sort of my spiel that I talk about is, people who come from a dysfunctional background, they usually go one of two routes. Typically, the one route is the narcissistic route, but the other route is the enabler / codependent / empath, you know, whatever we want to call it. So the codependent comes in and basically tries to soothe the narcissist, tells the narcissist how wonderful they are, how great they are, and the narcissist eats that up. That's like fuel for them. And so these couples are like dynamite in the beginning. They're naturally drawn to each other.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I know I like to call myself a codependent in recovery. So I know if I meet anybody and I feel that right off the bat firework feeling, I get out of the room and I run away. Because it probably means there's something wrong.
Right. That's so interesting, though, because you never would think about that, because you would think that that's a good feeling if you hadn't been through that, right?
Right, right, right.
Oh, my God. I'm finding this so fascinating, Catherine. Love it. Love it all. So how does it – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't know if you had a question.
Healthy relationships take time to grow.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. When you have that instantaneous, like, boom, I know what I'm supposed to do here, it's – you got to be a little, have a little red flag about that.
Right. So true. So how do you fit into the legal process as a divorce coach?
Sure. So I work a lot with attorneys and mediators. And what I say to them is I help create a credible client. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they start divorce, and I know I did this, is they call their attorney with everything. And they say, my ex is going to allege this. My ex said this. My ex is upset because my child had diaper rash 3 years ago. It doesn't matter what it is. And the attorney listens, but it keeps racking up your bill because your attorney really isn't your friend. Your attorney wants to get down to the business, the legal end of divorce, because divorce is a legal transaction.
Right.
But what I do is I have people call me because I'm much cheaper than an attorney. And we sift through the information and decide what actually is important to tell the attorney. And what is important to just ignore, because most of it, we just ignore.
Right. Well, because like you're saying, you're more of like the right hand to the client and the attorney's doing the legal work. They're not the therapist, the coach, and the legal work, you know?
Right. And attorneys, you know, good attorneys typically don't want to deal with all that junk anyway.
Exactly. Right. Even though a lot of the times they just, I mean, my husband's one, so I just see it all, you know what I mean? So it's just what happens sometimes when they don't have coaches. That's the problem. That's why you fit that void that people need.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is I end up saving people money. So instead of calling their attorney for all this stuff, and the other thing I help people with is just to get organized. Like, let's get your financial paperwork together. You know, here's all the information that you need so that when you sit down with your attorney, you're ready to go.
Right. And it's so less stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So valuable. Everybody needs to reach out to Catherine if you're going through this.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's here. All right, Kat, can you give an example where you feel like you've really helped someone?
So actually just this week, I had one of my clients come in. And she's a woman I've been working with for about 2 years, actually. She came into me post-divorce, and she was dealing with a narcissistic ex. And she just kept getting triggered, and she was so angry at him, and he would send little snide emails, and it would just send her off into, you know, hypervigilant fight-or-flight mode. And she, you know, this is the thing. My clients are really smart women, and she knew she didn't want to be feeling this triggered, this angry, and that she wanted to move on and start dating and start living life for herself again. So it definitely was a process. It was a lot of me confronting her when she would go back to her old ways, because part of what kept her triggered is that she still somewhat felt emotionally responsible for her ex. So on some levels, she was emotionally kind of taking care of him, covering up for him to her children, taking the children when it wasn't her time so that he wouldn't stress out, all of this to avoid him blowing up at her.
Crazy.
She came in this week. It's like literally like watching a new person walk into your office. She went on her first date.
Aw.
Hanging out with friends versus isolating herself in her house. She is taking care of herself. She's going to the gym. Her mindset is completely different. This is a woman that was saying, my life's over. No one's going to find me lovable. She is literally like a new woman. I was like, girlfriend, I am so proud of you.
That's such a rewarding part of your job, right? I mean, that's amazing.
And so that's what I think what people forget is that every period of loss is also a chance to rediscover and redefine your life.
Right.
And so for a lot of these women, they haven't been able to do anything for themselves. They've been so busy as a spouse and as a parent and as an employee and you name it. So this is the first chance that they get to actually have time to figure out how to make themselves happy.
Right. And it's so important. I mean, especially when you have kids, like you have to be your best self because you have to take care of everybody too, you know?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. And you can understand that, you know, being a mom too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's hard to take care of other people when you're not taking care of yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, good job. That was obviously a very rewarding part of what you do. That's amazing.
That's why I love my job. I mean, it is divorce coaching, but it's also general coaching in a lot of ways. So, you know, it's like to watch somebody come through the worst period of their life and come out the other end thriving is just amazing.
It is.
That I get to be able to witness that with my clients.
No, it so is. I think that's so awesome. So I want to ask, do you host any events? Tell our audience.
We do host events. We actually have a singles event coming up the end of September in Andover. Very informal. Our singles events are people just typically show up. They have a little name tag on. And the cool thing is I know everybody. So
you can do intros.
I do very informal intros, and then kind of people can take it from there. So it's not formal like speed dating or anything like that. So we do that. And we also host topic specific workshops. And we have Divorce Boot Camp, which is talking about the financial, legal, emotional, and real estate needs of divorce. So those are pretty much what we typically offer. And then I'm so happy to announce, I actually am teaming up with Danielle Rocco. And so we're going to open up the retreat in May up to some of my divorce clients as well.
That's so, so exciting. Yeah, I'm so excited to hear that, Kat. That's amazing.
Yeah. So thank you, Jackie, for introducing me to some really amazing women.
Oh my God. Well, you're amazing. I'm so happy to do that. You know, I love, you know, good people attract good people. That's how the world works, right?
Absolutely. Totally agree. Yep.
So do you have any thoughts, especially for people that are like, you know, thinking whether or not divorce is the right option for them? How do they know if it's working or not working?
So just like people get married for the wrong reasons,
right?
A lot of people get divorced for the wrong reasons too. So I usually go through a pretty, it's like a system to help people realize, because like I said, divorce impacts every area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that you shouldn't make the decision to divorce, but you really have to go through and weigh out the pros and cons in each of those areas to make sure it's good timing, and that it's worth it for you. So I always tell people, you know, there's a couple of questions that I might ask, things like, if you're not really ready to be independent and take full responsibility for your life, now's probably not a good time. If you don't have the skills, so that's some of it, do you have the skills to budget? Do you know how much your house costs? Do you know how much you owe on your mortgage? Those are skills that I want you to have in place so that you make a smart decision for yourself financially. We talk about things like identity. Because your identity will change in your community, and some people will have a reaction to that.
So true.
Yep. And so the other thing I tell people is, because this is what I see a lot of, if you're divorcing with the hopes of making your ex start to behave the way you want them to behave or to have power or control over them, that's typically not the time to divorce. Because if you're angry at somebody, you're still very much emotionally connected to them. And I think there's that stereotype in our culture that, like, if things are uncomfortable, you better get out quick. You know, I actually tell people right now the new shame is in staying in your relationships versus leaving.
Yeah.
But then people make really quick decisions, and then they suddenly end up in divorce and are dealing with the consequences of divorce, and they're not prepared, and they're angry, and they're more bitter. So I help people kind of work through all that. So, you know, I have one client. I actually worked with her for a year on divorce coaching, and she recently made a decision. She said, you know what? I actually need a referral to a couples therapist. I think we're going to try to work this out. I was like, okay, you go for it.
See, that's good. You put people into perspective. Like, is this, it's not something you have to do. It just should be the right reason that you're doing it.
Right.
And I think that's what people don't understand.
Right. There's like amazing TV shows out there, like The Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, and they're awesome shows.
Oh my God. I love that show. I think it's so good. Yeah.
But they're also not necessarily the reality of what, you know, divorce is.
Totally. Well, it's like a Sex and the City type of show. That's why I think a lot of women like relate to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But no, these are really good things to think about, listeners, if this does relate to you. So how do you help parents get their kids through divorce?
So it's a lot of coaching. So, you know, parents want to know their kids are going to be okay. So I might be coaching parents on things like how to tell the children that they're getting a divorce and making sure they're doing it in an age appropriate way.
Right.
I might be working with parents on actually how to co-parent and how to communicate with each other so that there's not much conflict. So here's the thing, everybody's so, their two biggest worries that people have are their finances and their kids, right? But kids actually are doing better a year post-divorce than they were doing prior to the divorce if parents do things the right way. If they don't use their children as messengers, if they don't say passive aggressive comments about their ex to the children, if they don't try to dominate the children's time in order to take away the power of the other parent. Those are the things that actually damage children. It's not the divorce itself.
It's so true. I mean, I was, like I said earlier on the show, I mean, I was a child of divorce, like with divorced parents. And it's, I mean, my parents always got along. I was very lucky about that. But I had friends that had divorced parents where, like, they were constantly the messengers and it was totally screwing up their whole lives. Like, it was really sad to watch, honestly.
It is. And it's awful. You know what? It impacts them as they start dating.
Exactly.
Too. They don't have a good, healthy model of what a relationship could be like.
Right. And I think the parents are caught up in what they're dealing with at the time. And that's, is that something you find is common? Like that they just, you know, nonchalantly do it, but they don't realize the long-term effect of it.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah. No, this is so interesting. I'm fascinated.
Well, I always tell my parents, biting your tongue is a really amazing skill. Because sometimes that's the best thing for you to do.
Right. Right.
And here's the other thing, I always tell my clients, kids figure it out. Partner is a big jerk with a capital J, your kid's going to figure that out on their own. It's not your job to let them know that.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
And you almost like look like the better person when you're just, you know, doing your job as the mom, you know, in your position, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I totally understand what you're saying completely. Mm-hmm. So, oh my God, Kat, this has been so inspiring. So I want to play some game time so people get to know you outside of, you know, your fun job that you love doing too, which isn't work for you. But
I do other things.
Oh my God, yeah. So please, well, yeah, we'll talk about that too during game time. So you can answer them however you want. There's no pressure. So tell us something you have to do in your daily routine.
So for me, I do a lot of exercise and I feel like I need to do that, like to get rid of the stress and anxiety.
Right, like release the endorphins and stuff like that, right?
And it does, you know, I also teach part-time. I teach fitness group exercise. And to me, it's every day I have to do something active, even if it's little.
No, that's amazing. What kind of stuff? Tell our audience. And where do you do that so that they can check it out?
So it's so funny when my clients see me in my Zumba gear because I look so I teach Zumba and I teach Strong, which is like kind of day training.
That's, I love it. Absolutely love it. That's so awesome. Okay, cool stuff. So what is, okay, so out of all the exercises that you do though, what's your absolute favorite?
So I recently started mountain hiking. So I started
mountain hiking. Year. Cool.
Yeah, I started last year and there's 48 4,000 footers in New Hampshire. And I've only got about 8 of them done.
Oh my God, hysterical. Listen, that's really impressive because you won't see me doing that. That's not my thing.
Yeah, and so the funny thing is talk about facing your fears. I'm terrified of heights. Like, it's not something I love. And there's definitely moments during each hike where I'm like deep breathing and just trying to push myself past my comfort zone. But it feels so good when you're done. So I'm actually going to. I'm going to be up there this weekend again.
Oh, my God. You go, girl. That's amazing. Where's your favorite spot to go? Where do you go?
Well, that's the thing. We're doing – it's different every time because with my boyfriend, we're trying to do them all.
So I love it.
It's on a list. We just click off one at a time, so they're all different.
Oh, my God. I absolutely love it. That's so inspiring. So what kind of gear do you have to wear for that?
Oh, gosh. Backpack. You got to put on your food. For the weekend, you have to, you know, be one with nature.
Right.
So you're usually filthy by the end of it, but
that's okay. That's the fun of it, right? Otherwise, why would you be doing it?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So this actually, you can probably come up with something very creative. So if you were stranded on a deserted island, what would be one item you'd have to bring with you and why?
Oh. Other than my daughter?
Yeah, other than your daughter. It would be, pick like a product, like an item.
Yeah, it would definitely have to be my phone.
Really?
Well, yeah, because for me, I think communication, I would try if I could to communicate with everybody.
Yeah, I get that. Right. To get you off. Right. Right. That's awesome. That's hysterical. I love it. Well, what's your favorite type of food?
Okay. So I grew up in New England.
Uh-huh.
So definitely lobster.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I'm a seafood girl myself, so I can totally relate. And who is your celebrity crush?
Oh my gosh, I knew you were going to ask me that. I have so many.
Okay, so that's okay. I don't necessarily have to have a type, but...
So probably George Clooney.
Oh, he's so cute. I agree. He doesn't age. He never ages.
No, he definitely... No, he's like... But he seems mature. Again, it's from far away that I'm seeing him. He seems like he, you know, would be fun and, all, you know, all the things you'd want.
Right. It's so true. He is a full package deal for sure. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's created a pretty successful career.
Yeah.
So what is your TV guilty pleasure?
Oh, definitely Game of Thrones.
Oh, really? Everybody talks about that show. I still cannot get into it. Is it so addicting?
Yeah, oh yeah, once you're into it, you're into it forever.
I know. Are you totally caught up? Like, you've been watching it since the beginning?
No, I started, like, I actually went to Iceland 2 years ago, and we did an off-Jeep tour, and the tour guide was telling us that this was where, I don't know, some scene was filmed, and so I went back home, and I was like, oh, I should go check that out, and then I think I binge-watched every season.
I love it. I love doing that sometimes. Sometimes you just need to do that and get it out of your system and just veg out and watch some great, great TV. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, my God. So fun, Kat. Thank you so much for coming on today. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and how a consultation works and all of that stuff.
Absolutely. So you can either look on my website, which is KatLakeCDC, CertifiedDivorceCoach.com. Or how most people actually get me is through my personal page on Facebook. So it's Catherine, Catharine Blake. And that's how most people, I end up in a messenger with a lot of clients who are coming in.
That's so awesome. And what does a consultation look like?
So I either do it by phone or face-to-face. Some of my clients are actually across the country. So it's a 45-minute session. I call it a discovery session. People come in. They let me know where they're at in their process and what their goals are, and we see if it's a good match for them or not.
Love it. So cool. And then tell everyone else your social. So you would prefer people reach out to you through your personal Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. So definitely reach out to Kat that way, everybody. And the website you listed again, it's Catharine with a Catharine, right? CDC?
Yep. .com.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on today again. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Oh, my God. No problem. Everybody definitely needs to check out Catharine. She's awesome. Kat, are your events also listed on your site? How can people see your events?
Yeah, so the events are listed on my Facebook page.
Okay, Perfect. All right, so everybody has to friend this girl and get up to date on what's next for Kat Blake and all of her awesome stuff she's doing.
Awesome.
Yeah, so thanks so much again. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.